must pay particular attention to what divine love means. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son unto death, so that no one should be forgotten and left aside. But if that is true, how should we look at one another and treat one another? If each of us is so meaningful to God, if he loves him to such an extent that his life is given, his death is accepted, how should we treat our neighbor? There are people whom we love in a natural way, who are akin to us in mind, in emotion, in so many ways. But is that love? Does it mean that we love this person as the most precious person in the eyes of God and the most precious person in my eyes, because I want to be with God, share his thoughts, his attitude to life? And how many there are who are indifferent to us, who wish no evil, they don't exist for us. Let us look around, here, in this congregation, now, and week after week, and ask ourselves, what does this person mean to me? Nothing. Just someone who attends the same church, who believes in the same God, who received the same communion, and we forget that those who have received this same communion have become part of the body of Christ, that God himself lives in them, and that we should turn to them, look at them, and see in them the temple of the Holy Spirit, an extension of the incarnation through the miracle of communion with God. Let us ask ourselves severe, pertinent questions about the way in which we treat our neighbor and we see our neighbor. Let us devote the whole week, perhaps, to thinking of one person after the other and ask ourselves, is there any love in me for this person? Not a sentimental love, but the kind of love which, in the light of God, makes this person precious. Precious to the point that I should be prepared. Ultimately, yes, to give my life for this person. This is not asked after day after day, but what is asked is that you should give some warmth, some compassion, some understanding, some recognition to the existence of this person. And when we come to confession next week, let us bring that, among other things, to God. Does my neighbor exist to me? Who is he to me? To God is everything. If he is nothing to me, where do I stand with God? Amen. The blessing of the Lord be upon you, and his grace and love towards mankind always, now and forever, and world without end.
Святые славы, Иисус и Апостол.
и живо святых отца нашего Иоанна, архиепископа Константина Польского, Златоустого, преподобных и богоносных отец наших Сергия, игумена Радонежского и вся Россия чудотворца, и Серафима Саровского чудотворца, священномученика Власия Севастийского, святителей Стефана Сурожского, Павла Цареградского, Григория Кесарийского, Никиты Новгородского и же мощи почивают в наших храмах. Святых и праведных Богу Отец Иоакима и Анны, всех земли сей и земли российских россияшек, святителя Тихона, патриарха Московского и всея Руси, и всех святых, помилует и спасет нас, яко благ и человека милует.